In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Fat and Furious on Discovery,
a microwave that tells you how fat you'll get,
sex and cars are legal in Quezon City,
all this and more coming up next.
Bear Podcast, 527.
All you bears.
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to get some scrub there fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Just one of those things that is funny, cute, white. That's
two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nar.
And I'm Ray.
527, and it's also July 8th.
We're doing a double tonight.
We're doing a double.
Double penetration.
Double
tonight.
Penetration episode. It's a Tuesday. Yeah, because this is a pre-recorded, I guess, we did it last week, if you're watching it now. Because I might be at the middle of the dick dock.
Right? He'll be under the dick dock, on his knees, saying, piss, piss, piss,
piss,
piss, piss.
I remember that guy. Oh my god! So, welcome to episode 527.
So you'll find Maynard in P-town under the dick dock.
Yes, I'll be in P-town right now as we show this. Yeah, I left. I would have left at on Friday and then be in Boston. It's my it's our wedding anniversary. Second weekend anniversary. Weekend. What is a weekend? We'll be doing it on the weekend. So I'm excited about that. We're going to be riding on a boat on the way to P-Town.
A bunch of fairies on a ferry.
A bunch of fairies. Yeah, that's
a
right.
A bunch of fairies on the ferry.
Yeah. So anyway, just a little bit of recap. It was 4th of July, and we had the... on the 4th of July weekend, we had the 5th last... party.
I got Carl's, which I didn't get to go to because I was doing other things.
Okay, so thank you, Guy and Carl, for another last party. It's really like Cher. It's our last fifth last tour.
Yeah,
it's a fifth last pool party. It's really great to connect with other friends also, and also Saturday the weekend, July 5th, I hung out with Robbie and Ray. They invited us for dinner.
That's right. And Marvin was in town.
Marvin's in town. Hey, Marvin.
From Singapore.
Yeah, he's from Singapore right now. So, Ray, what have you been doing lately? What besides our dinner?
Well, 4th of July, I was downtown.
Okay.
There is a artist loft type building downtown that is occupied pretty much by primarily artists. So I was down there. Robbie's friends manages that building. So she invited us down. And you can get up on the fourth story, I guess, kind of like four stories high.
Okay.
And it overlooks downtown. You have the greatest view of downtown from where you are and a great view of the fireworks in downtown Houston. So
you just went with Robbie?
Yep. Just went with Robbie, hung out with him. Bunch of his friends from back in the day and some current ones from here in town. So, but the most interesting thing I found out was the history of this building.
Okay.
Speaking of stories that are about to happen.
Okay.
The building is actually the original Jefferson Davis Hospital here in Houston.
Oh, okay.
So it was built back in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the late 1800s. Originally, the 5 acres of land that it sat on was a cemetery. When they built the hospital, they didn't move the bodies.
Oh, no!
So the building has a basement, but it's an above-ground basement. And when you walk up the front steps of it, you're going into the second floor, not the first floor.
Okay.
And then behind it sits the Houston Fire Department's maintenance shop and garage and all that stuff. But it's all on cemetery. Back from the early 1800s when Houston was settled. And the cemetery is divided up into paupers, the Negroes, the families, the different groups and stuff, the way it was broke down back then. And right now there's only two family markers which sit right in the very front of the building that are actually still marked I don't know if they know who's in the graves, mm-hmm. but they're actually outlined with the marble stuff on, around edging on them, so you know there's a grave
site. It's a grave site. Oh,
but everything else, so it's controlled by the Historical Society, the National Historical Society, so you can't do too much there. But they were saying when they were doing work to fix stuff, they kept digging up body parts.
That's pretty scary. Were there any news or any kind of stories or maybe urban legend, I don't know, that there are ghosts there?
Not yet, but when I get done, it's going to be a great story.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. It's, I don't know. It's very poltergeist.
I know, very poltergeist. And I was just like, man, used to be original hospital in Houston, built over a grave site. Was an insane asylum, was a juvenile detention center, was run down and abandoned for years, got taken over, got turned into artist lofts.
Oh, really?
Sounds like a horror story in the making.
It's like American Horror Story.
Yes, pretty much.
It's got so much background. That's how American Story does it. You always have a background story for each thing that happened in that particular scene. So, oh my God.
So, it was very interesting.
Did it give you... Goosebumps?
Well, you know, I like history, so it'd be interesting to like. I'd like to dig into it some more. I'd like to have the Bowler Room building behind that building because it's been abandoned and dilapidated, and it'd probably take $1 million to fix the damn thing. But it looks like it'd be a great space for, like a loft and a studio to work in.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But
interesting.
It was interesting. So.
And you were doing it while you were drinking and stuff like that.
Well, no, right? I wasn't drinking. I was the designated driver, so Robbie got to drink that night.
Oh, okay.
So, but I had a good time. It was a good time. Everybody had a great time. Fireworks were delayed an hour because of the weather, but it was still all good. So.
Was it raining?
Yes, it was storming there for most of the night. Okay. So. And it cleared up about 10 o'clock, and they fired them. So.
Oh. Well, like I said, I didn't get to see much fireworks. I did last year on a July 3rd because it was raining also, so they kind of do it the day before. But then this year... Last 4th of July, I didn't get to see. Oh, I only got to see some fireworks on, on the way home. And, oh, fireworks over there. Oh, fireworks over there. Yeah. Fireworks over there. But then, you know, we're just busy with the pool. We're just eating and everything. You know, when they go to potlucks, I'll be honest with you. When you go to potlucks, many people will bring wings, fried chicken, and other sandwiches, stuff like that. But rarely do people bring rice. Leave it to the Asians to bring fried rice.
Or egg rolls.
Or egg rolls, yeah. But this time I brought fried rice. It's really easy. I make a phone call. Hey, I need large fried rice, please. Okay, so.
Yeah, he cooked it real. It was very easy.
Yeah, I made a phone call. Yeah, so I went
to. Hello, Panda Express.
No, it's the one over here, near here. It's very nice. Yeah, so I ordered it. We're pretty much stockholders there. Me, Dave, and Jason. Yeah. It's pretty much.
Can I get 23 boxes of fried rice, please?
Fried rice. Yeah, so it's always popular. It's always the first ones to go because, you know, you eat it alongside with chicken. It's always awesome. So that week, so it was Fourth of July weekend. I don't know. It's really not as eventful as last year, I guess, this weekend. But I did get to watch 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street.
What'd you think?
Well, they're both good. They're both very funny. 21 Jump Street was good, and then they had old references, and it was just funny because they had...
Was Channing Tatum... Tatum naked during any point of the
movie? No, he wasn't.
Then I won't watch
it. You won't watch it? No, gosh. But it was funny. I mean, he's funny, you know, the way he reacts and everything. It's really... he's pretty funny. Yeah. I think they're him and Jonah Hill being partnered like that. What other two guy tandems have you seen? I remember back then Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger for some time, right?
Yes, that was always a good pairing.
And there was a time when we had Jackie Chan and Chris Rock. Not Chris Rock.
The Rock.
No, this is The Rock.
Not The Rock.
No, it's not. I forgot his name. Oh, my God. I forgot his name.
Lose it. Well, anyway, while you're looking that up on google.com, I went and saw Deliver Us From Evil Sunday
afternoon. Chris Tucker, that's right. Oh, you watched it?
I watched
it. So how is it? It's
let's put it this way. I'm glad I went to a matinee show.
Yes.
When I left, I wanted to go to confession. I wanted to have my house blessed, and I wanted to hang crucifixes over every entrance or egress in my house.
Okay.
And all of this, and I'm not even Catholic.
Uh-huh.
So it was just enough on the fantasy, on that supernatural side,
uh-huh.
but yet it wasn't way out there. It okay. was more realistic, and it's like, okay,
oh my God,
this shit can happen. These guys running Iraq, Afghanistan, they brought evil back with them.
Oh, really?
They went crazy. They drove everybody else. Oh, yeah, I can see it. So, yeah.
Okay.
I like it a lot.
I might watch it.
Eric Bana's always hot to look at. So.
Oh, really?
And the priest. Oh, my God. I can't remember the guy's name that played the priest, but he was hot, too. So.
Okay. So, Eric Bana, the last time he was on Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the last film he did? I can't remember.
No, I think he's done some other things. He's done some, like, I want to say there was one in there where he was like a secret agent or something like that. Like mm-hmm. a Jack Ryan type thing, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
But he's all pumped up in this one. So.
Oh, yeah, I bet. So I plan to watch that. And also what's coming up this weekend is also on the weekend of July 11th, Planet of the Apes. The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
The remake. Yes.
It's a remake of the Dawn of that Planet of the Apes.
Yes. Which they've done such an incredible job on the new one. So, yeah. Which is totally different than the old ones.
You know, I don't know if I told you before, but so Mike and I were driving in New Orleans, driving around, and then he stopped at one of the streets, and he said, okay, go outside the door and go look at that fence. And so I did. I looked at it. It's got trees and fallen trees and everything. So, yeah, so much forest stuff in this street. I was, Mike, what is it? It's this one of the sets of the Dawn of Planet of the Apes.
So they filmed in New Orleans.
They filmed part of it in New Orleans. Cool. I don't know if it's true, but yeah. But Mike said, I think he found out somewhere that they're filming some parts of it. And true enough, you know, I had to look for it right now in the movie if I watch it because it is intriguing. It's just a street. It's going to be one of the streets that they use.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So
you have to see that one.
Mm-hmm. I also, probably, it was on HBO last month, but we finally watched it this month. A Normal Heart.
Oh, you got to see it?
I got to watch it.
Okay. I saw it a couple of weeks ago.
Of course, I sat there and watched it with Robbie. 10 minutes into the movie, he was out. And I'd sit there and watch the whole depressing thing all by myself, crying all by myself over the whole...
Wait, he was out sleeping. Yes. Oh, not out. I can't watch
like,
this. I
no,
can't.
He was sleep. He was no. out. Like...
Oh, okay.
So...
Oh, that kind of...
But thing. I will say... Matthew Bomer's naked body in that movie made it all worth it.
Oh my God. I didn't know you were going to go there. But I thought, the story is not
going to
be.
And I think he should get nominated for something because he did a great job in his role. And the whole thing, by the time that he contracted AIDS and by the time, spoiler, he dies of AIDS. Imagine that. It's an AIDS movie. It was almost like, what's his name from Texas? What's the guy here from Texas? Clooney. McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey from
Dallas Buyers Club. Where he lost all that weight. I mean, he was very, it was great makeup because I'm sure he didn't lose all that weight for that, but he was very emancipated looking and it was mm-hmm. just like, oh my God. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw Normal Heart a couple of months.
And I don't know how true it's based on the life story of Larry Kramer either. I know he wrote it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of him being in there. As one of the main characters, so
yeah, it's pretty sad. It's a good movie. It's yes. HBO. Yeah, it's a made for HBO.
Yes,
it's a so, movie for.
It's one of the yeah. last movies we recorded on HBO before we cut it off. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Speaking of HBO, I've been watching True Blood. If you guys are watching True Blood, you might want to. Well, doesn't matter. This is something you might not need to hear anyway. There's a scene there that Eric Northman and Jason Stackhouse
mm-hmm.
making out and touching each other's nipples and almost, you know, pulling out.
And then it ends up he was having a dream about it, right?
It was a dream. Yes. But then, of course,
they've done that before with Bill and Sam.
Oh, with Bill and Sam, yeah, okay.
Like, not last season, but the season before, because Salmon ingested Bill's blood.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, if you ingest the blood of a vampire, you have sexual dreams or sexual visions or, you know, an attraction to your blood donor. And this time, you know, since Jason Stackhouse had some of Eric Northman's blood, and they kind of had to, you know.
Yeah, I got to go find somebody's house that's got HBO and sit down and watch it catch up.
Oh, I don't have it recorded here either. Yeah. So yeah, they were making out and everything. Oh, but of course you could imagine how they were filming it. You know, it may be a dream in the story, but
they were really fit. But you know, Stackhouse and
Eric Northman,
the two of them. I can't remember the actors' names now.
Oh yeah, I forgot their names too.
crap.
Yeah,
that's an off day for me. The last two, doing two back-to-back shows, it's bad because I've had an off day and it's on both of them. Two shows.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So yeah, HBO third episode, it's pretty good. I mean, to be frankly, I think the plot is weak. This is my opinion. Okay.
Well, they're just wrapping it up.
They're wrapping it up. They're just trying to end this, and it's a totally different story right now. And I don't even remember this in the books at all. So I finished all the books, all 13.
Yeah, I don't think it's any of the books.
Yeah,
I
mean, they're really out.
They kind of just went so far away from
the book. They veered away from the real story, and they just really... Oh, there's a big twist, by the way. Somebody died. Yeah.
I don't know that. I'll watch it eventually.
Okay, all right. Okay, so since we're still on entertainment, just something for you bear chasers out there who like to watch stuff on Discovery Channel, on some bears. It's a show called Fat and Furious, and you need to check it out. Yes. So the only thing bigger than their hunger for speed is their appetite. Fat and Furious, Rolling Thunder, is a new Discovery reality series that follows the antics of the heavyset car enthusiasts at Christmas Automotive in Ohio as they fix up old muscle cars and race with them. Fat and Furious, Rolling Thunder premieres on Monday. It was about a couple of weeks ago. No, last week, 2 weeks ago. No, June 23rd.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
But I have to check it out. Oh, my God. You know, fat guys and...
Cars.
And cars and fast cars.
Well, some people are interesting.
Sound interesting. It'd be interesting. For you guys who like chubby guys. Okay, so... Yeah, that's it for entertainment. Yeah. It's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay, this week's gay. Brad Thorson, former college football player and NFL prospect, comes out as gay.
Yay, another gay football player!
Yeah.
Who's an NFL prospect even?
Brad Thorson, a former college and NFL football player who was briefly with the Arizona Cardinals, came out publicly as gay on his blog on July 4th as his own personal Independence Day celebration. His blog post was titled, Seeing Through the Fog. I've been told many times that in the process of coming out is cathartic. Yet, since coming to terms with my sexuality, I have found it erroneous and unnecessary. At least that's what I kept telling myself. So today I'm putting it in writing and not looking back. I'm gay.
I'm gay! That's what he said.
I'm also an athlete. For years, I struggled to unite these two identities in my own mind. Not until after my professional athletic career came to an end did I allow myself to understand my sexuality. Now, 3 years later, I'm finally ready to share that with people.
Well, I'm glad for him. He
came out.
So. He came out even before.
But he's retired or not playing anymore.
He's not playing anymore, so it doesn't matter. I thought he was a prospect. Look at that. It's an NFL
prospect.
Well,
he might still be out there, but I don't know. He was playing, and then he ain't played in 3 years. Eh, it's rare.
We'll
see what happens. Mike on the statistics on that.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. It's, you know.
But it's good. At least somebody that's another professional athlete come out.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the geek now. Microwaves of the future. Count calories so you don't have to. Is this something you like bugging you? You know, when you put your food in, it's 350 calories per bite.
Not really. No? I want it to microwave me and burn the fat off.
Oh, okay. Do that, you'll die. Mm-hmm. If you're into the whole quantified self movement, or you just fancy watching you eat, GE is working on a new microwave tech that could make manual calorie counting obsolete. Yeah, I think they have apps for that even. Take a picture. Yeah. But this one, whatever you're microwaving, I can tell you. So the company's R&D department developed a prototype that directly measures the caloric amounts for the food that it heats. For now, the device only works with blended foods and requires a uniform mixture to provide accurate values. However, a new gadget is in the works that will tally stats for a full plate. Wow, that'd be awesome. This means that the essential info for a chicken breast and two vegetables can be sent to a smartphone app while you wait. Oh my God, it's just warning you. 350 is going up. 400, 500.
Yeah. So iPhone is going to tell you. All right, fat ass, okay. You don't need to eat that.
You don't need to eat this. The folks at GE are using fat and water content to calculate calories as low-energy microwaves pass through weighed portions. It's too early to tell when or if the system will make it to consumers. But you may want to ditch those hungry man dinners before your microwave has a chance to provide its own guilt trip. Yeah.
Well, because, if you're eating Hungry Man dinner, you ain't watching your weight anyhow. So,
you know,
because all that stuff bad for you, pretty much.
Hungry Man, really? Yeah. Ugh.
It's all fat. It's all cheap food. It's all processed.
Oh, that's right. Ugh.
Might as well just go to McDonald's and buy you a number two.
Or then later.
And then get all that ammonia burger.
Oh, really? Ugh. So, yeah, what do you guys think? It's intriguing to have a microwave that tells how fat you are. No, I'm kidding. No. Yeah. That tells you how many calories your food is. That'd be awesome. Okay, Ray, this is going to be bizarre. This is from my peeps. Should I take this?
Your peeps. I'll take it.
You'll take it. Okay.
Bizarre. It is now okay to have sex in cars in Quebec.
No, it's not Quebec.
It's not Quebec?
It's actually Quezon City. It's in Manila.
Oh.
I didn't put it
there. QC, I thought it was Quebec.
It would have been, yeah. But actually, it's in Quezon City. It's in Manila. I'll tell you guys more about it, okay? About Quezon City. Okay. Go ahead.
According from a report from ABS-CBN News, the city's top police official, Chief Superintendent Richard Albano, has banned police officers from making the rounds of streets at night to prevent the racket of catching lovers and intimate acts inside their parked vehicles.
Awesome.
He should have them going out handing out condoms. That is not our priority. Our priority is the anti-crime campaign. The Quezon City Police District director said yesterday. Albano issued the directive on the police station commanders, two police station commanders, to stop the night patrols of a few unscrupulous policemen. Albano said intimate acts inside one's car, even if the allegations were true, do not constitute a criminal offense. Mm-hmm. Unless they're underage or animals are involved. But it is within the privacy of one's car, so there's nothing alarming or scandalous in that, the policeman said. This is after the arrest of two policemen from the Dallas police station who allegedly tried to export $20,000 from a couple allegedly having sex inside a parked car in New Manila on Tuesday night. Were they straight or gay?
Oh, they're probably straight.
Okay. Yeah. I will personally hold all station commanders responsible for their men if another extortion incident happens like this again, Albano said.
Yes, okay. So, if you're in the privacy of your own car, this is a blog spot, so it could be. I don't know if it's really an opinion, but it's
so. Is there a lot of sex that happens in cars in Manila?
Oh yeah, people have sex in cars sometimes anywhere, don't they? Even here in the U.S., I guess.
The question is, has Maynard done this before?
All right, I'll tell you a story though.
I don't want a story. I want the truth.
It is the
story.
We
want the truth.
No, this is the
okay, truth,
this is,
Maynard.
This is the truth. The truth. Here's the truth. Okay, so this is what happened to me one time. I was with
at band camp.
No, it's okay. In Quezon City also.
Okay.
Was it Quezon City? No, it's in Manila. I didn't get caught or anything, but that happened to me. I got, so we were in the parking lot. We're in the parking lot, and you know, I was, you know, I had my girlfriend back then. Okay.
A girlfriend.
Okay. You know, I was, you know, kind of making out and everything, and then a cop came, and kind of not arrested us or arrested me or anything, but took my driver's license, you know. But you can't drive around without a driver's license, so I kind of have to bribe him. That's what I remember. That's just, uh-huh. I'm just telling this story.
So he's remembering that it was a girlfriend.
Yes, it might. Was it in a Volkswagen? Not.
Was it in a Volkswagen?
It's in a Volkswagen. Yes, it was in a Volkswagen. It's a red Volkswagen. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I had that, and then.
If y'all like to see the surveillance camera videos, email me.
Later on, so the cop gave me my driver's. I guess he felt sorry for me or something like that, you know.
Because didn't get your girlfriend to blow him to get you out of it.
What? No, but maybe that would have worked.
It probably would have.
Was she anyway,
cute?
So
I don't know. Was she cute?
Well, it depends. She was cute back then. I don't know.
Oh, my
God. Back then. But anyway, so yes, I guess I've seen people. There's this place called Antipolo. It's kind of a mountainous place. You have not mountains, hilly. It's very hilly. You go up there, and then there's this place called Eagle's Nest, and then
people would park
and people making out and everything. And you could tell from the silhouettes of the lights and everything. People turn off the lights. So I guess now they're in the Philippines. They don't want cops to be arresting people now. Because That's what happens.
They got more important things to do than interrupt people having sex.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess what happens here is that the guy would, you know, they kind of get naughty inside the car, and then the cop would come and then take their, you know, arrest them or probably extort them. Telling them that, you know, we're going to tell your parents. We're going to tell your dad.
We're going to tell your wife.
We're going to tell your wife that you've been, until you give me 20, you know, you give me money, something like that. So, yeah, extortion, I guess that happens too. So
how much is 20,000 pesos? 20 bucks?
20,000 pesos, 40. 20,000 divided by 40 pesos to the dollar is 500 bucks.
500 bucks?
Yeah, do the math.
I'd be like, you better take my ass to jail, hey.
Uh-huh. And get raped by men. That's totally different. I'm kidding. Anyway, so yeah, I guess it's okay to have sex in cars in Manila now.
Yeah. When are you going back to the Philippines?
I'm going there in September. Yes! I guess.
Mike going?
No, he's not. Oh, okay. I'm kidding. Yeah, so.
Then no sex while you're.
No sex in the cars for me. Anyway, so yeah.
Unless your girlfriend from high school is still a looker.
No, she's not there. No. She's a looker? Are you interested in girls?
Okay. She's a looker.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm intrigued by this. Maybe next
time. He's just going to try it out, see if he gets busted.
Yeah, we're going to try it as much as we can. Okay. So yeah, that's the story. I don't know if this is true because it's from a blog. And it's, according to it, it's a news report from ABS-CBN. One of the reputable news sources there in the Philippines, actually.
They're all corrupt.
Yeah. Actually, I should tell you a story. ABS-CBN, I used to do internship there on the job training. And I was doing some, because I'm pretty much an electronics and communications engineer. Mm-hmm. And they want, I was there for an internship. So I was kind of creating circuit boards, PCBs and everything there for to be used for our transmitters. And I would solder and create wiring, do some wiring and everything. So I did that before with there. And then during lunchtime, because ABS-CBN is also a TV station. Not only does it do, although, yeah, not only do they broadcast there, their studio is right beside it. So when I worked there after eating and everything for lunch, I would go to the backstage. Mm-hmm. And we were actually at the backstage of TV shows.
Oh.
And, oh my God, I could remember. This might sound horrible. It's called Little Miss Philippines. It's like the Honey Boo Boo type.
Yeah.
They did it also in the Philippines. So they would dress up these little girls, and their moms would be there. And then it's like, yeah, it's a fashion show, just like Honey Boo Boo. What show is that? Honey Boo Boo, something like that.
Pageant Mom sounds like.
Yeah, anyway, it was similar to that. It's really funny. But then I could see I was at the backstage and watching these girls, you know, just, you know, parading themselves.
So now we know where he found his high school girlfriend from.
High school. Oh, God, no, not there. Not there. But anyway, so, yeah, I was an intern there. And then, like I said, during our breaks, we would be at the backstage of TVs.
Oh.
Pretty cool. Weren't you in theater? But you were in theater yourself before.
But that was drama.
You're not in backstage, but you do make the stage, right?
That's right.
You did.
When I made that stage, it was made like no other.
Oh my God! And you used to act yourself, right?
Alas, poor York, a fellow of infinite jest.
See, Mark.
I have been known to do Shakespeare.
You've done Shakespeare before. You mean the corpse?
No. That girl is too old for me. That old queen? Uh-uh.
All right. That's right.
I'm more like Romeo and Mercutio.
That her boyfriend? That, yeah. Okay. All right. So anything else? Oh, okay. At this point, yeah, I'm still in the middle of P-Town celebrating, eating at the, what's that hot dog place we ate at?
I don't know, but that
with the caramelized
bacon macaroni cheese dog.
Macaroni cheese, yeah, that was really good. I forgot the name. Yeah, if you guys have P-Town, check it out. It's really good.
That's why she come off the boat.
Mm-hmm.
She left. She left.
To the left, and you go to the from the boat. Yeah, to the left.
To the left.
Of course, Mike and I.
If you keep going to the left, you have the dick dock before you know it. And there's Maynard.
No, not this time. I'm too shy. I'm not going to do that. We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. So that's our show. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us. Leave us a voice message.
Yes.
Tell us that you like the show. Tell us you hated the show. Tell us you're a big gay erotic writer. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to play a voicemail. I forgot.
Oh, we got a voicemail?
Maybe we'll play it next week. Okay. Okay, running out of time. But anyway, so yeah, subscribe by iTunes, YouTube, and Vimeo. And listen to the show at Stitcher Radio, Roku Player, and Bear Radio Network. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. We'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And Wolf's and Many Hands.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Next time for the geek.
See, it's just not me tonight.
Okay. I screwed that up. Okay.